Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
That's right. It is time for the radio.com cash code. Text SPORT, S-P-O-R-T, text SPORT, S-P-O-R-T to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, the radio.com cash contest code for the 9 o'clock hour here on the Jeff Calkins Show is SPORT, S-P-O-R-T, S-P-O-R-T. Text that to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. I'll have another cash code for you at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Make sure you're listening all day from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. for your chance to win. One last time, text SPORT, S-P-O-R-T, S-P-O-R-T to 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
I'll be honest, I'm a little thrown off today. There's this S coming down from the sky, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What in the world is this? What in the world is this stuff? It started, yeah, I've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. It started yesterday, later in the day. And this is very confusing.
Well, Jeff, you being a literary man yourself, I would presume that you understand, of course, with rain comes rebirth.
With rain, that's what it is. Rain mm-hmm. and rebirth.
And the Buffalo Bills are 4-1!
So we did need the rain, and I hope you all are enjoying it. So there you go. Yeah. Before I start out mm-hmm. and get to anything else, I did want to – I think some of you expect that I would come in here – after the Bills defeat the Tennessee Titans of Nashville.
Can we start calling them that, by the way?
Rub your nose in it and make you feel worse and glory in the performance of the Bills and the way that they utterly shut down the Titans and the missed field goals and basically how the Bills exposed the Titans to be the fraudulent team that I said that they were before. I apologize for saying that. I regret the apology. But that is not me. That is not me. I am not going to go there.
No, never
I know,
would.
I know Titans fans are hurting today, and so I'm just here to say that it was a tightly fought game, that they hard fought game, really,
yep.
Tooth and nail. They gave their best, and given the overwhelming home field advantage that the Bills had. I mean, you play a game in Buffalo play a game in Buffalo like that, it is hard. When the Bills Mafia, walk into that stadium and you hear that raucous, it's hard to overcome that for a visiting team. If that game had been played it could have turned out completely differently. But the Bills home field just, you know, you could hear it from the beginning to the end, and I think it was the difference.
Jeff.
Yeah.
That game was at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. I
heard like when Duke Williams cut that pass, you heard everyone go, Duke.
Yeah.
The whole stadium was going, Duke.
Yeah. Nashville.
When they shot to the crowd shots, it was
red blue.
It was my friends in the Bills Mafia that they were there. You're not fooling me. That's Buffalo. I saw a clip of a guy, and I say these are my people. There are times I question it. Did you see the clip of the guy? So they set a table up, and we understand,
as is tradition,
that Bills fans jump through tables and often flaming tables.
Yes.
This dude, they set the table up on this piece of grass across some concrete and on the other side of I don't know what he was jumping off of, but it was like a second level.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to jump. He went running, sprinting, leapt through the air, probably from a height of 15, 20 feet.
Yep.
Across the concrete.
Yeah.
Well, this was the goal. Slamming into the table.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a brand.
He fell short. I say across the concrete. That was the aspiration. He did not make it to the table.
He had every intention.
It was like a Marcus Mariota throw. It was supposed to get there. It was supposed to get there. It just didn't. And he lays on the ground, and people go over. The Bills fans are like, well, that's rough. They didn't even run over to see him. Like, they went and checked on the table.
The show must go on. If he's not going to go through the table, somebody else will.
There are times I do. Like, that's a little rough. Anyway, so, yeah, no, it was in Buffalo. You knew that it was in Buffalo because of the – I mean, it sounded like it was every time – like every missed field goal, you could hear the roar. That was a Buffalo crowd. And I understand why the Titans were a little bit undone by it. Mm-hmm. And there's no shame in losing a defensive struggle like that in Buffalo.
What if it was in Nashville?
Here's the truth is that it was in Nashville. And the numbers, it's unclear. The Tennessean says there were 25,000 Bills fans. All I know is the last time that that franchise, formerly of Houston, the last time that a home field was that one-sided, that embarrassingly one-sided to the owner and to the organization, they left Memphis early. They're like, we cannot let this stand, because it was the Steelers coming into that last game. The Steelers fans swamping the Liberty Bowl. And they said, this is pathetic. You people are losers. We're getting out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So when
they showed us.
When are the Mayflower trucks going to show up in Nashville? I'd like to ask that. In fairness to Nashville, I will say this. Part of the reason that there's a couple things at work here. One is the Titans don't sell out. Right, I mean, the Titans just don't. They are not, for good or for ill, a rabid fan base. They're just not. They're not a big rabid fan base, right? Like you couldn't.
Yeah.
Bills couldn't go invade Lambeau Field. Bills fans couldn't go invade Lambeau Field because there's no tickets to be had. Right?
No, I mean, like when they play in Gillette and Foxborough, they don't take over.
So, but I will say, and this is honestly, if fair is fair. Nashville is such an attractive town to people now. Everyone wants to visit Nashville. That it's also true that and that actually speaks to the hotness of Nashville is that, yes, plenty of seats are available, but it's also true that people like, woohoo, we get to hang out in Nashville.
Yeah, it's a big problem like with when the Rams moved back to L.A., because L.A. is such a transplant town, oftentimes they didn't have much of a home field advantage.
Right. That's a little different. But I think Las Vegas is going to have much of the same thing.
Yes.
Las Vegas is going to have, because people love to go to Vegas. They love to go spend a weekend in Las Vegas. So they're going to be faced with very much the same issue. Anyway, my Bills are 4-1. Now they get a bye week, and then they have another bye week because they play the Dolphins. And that's the kind of confidence you don't often hear from me.
That doesn't speak to your confidence of this Bills team. That speaks to this Dolphins
team.
Right,
exactly right. So there you go. Today on the show, we will do the fight song roundup next. And we will toast those college football teams that deserve to be toasted and roast those college football teams that deserve to be roasted. So we will do that coming up next. We're going to be giving cash away, right? Cash away all day long?
Absolutely.
Giving money away. Like, that's good. Who doesn't need money?
Top of each and every hour.
Top of each and every hour. And then this is on top of the money that Jeffrey gives you every single week. Did we give him money this week?
Of course we did, Jeff. We're hot.
There we go. And we gave him money this week.
And I even threw in the caveat of I'm going to lose both of these Pac-12 games. So I gave myself a handicap to start.
And
we still won money.
That's how good he is. Chris Harrington's going to join us at 10 o'clock. Grizzlies played Maccabi yesterday afternoon. I mean, I was there. Chris Harrington was there. We both have columns up on the Daily Memphian about Ja Morant. I'll get to that in a moment. But anyway, Chris will join us at 10 o'clock to talk about what he saw from the Memphis Grizzlies over the weekend. And then, of course, we have some NFL big facts where there were some surprising results? Well, not surprising that the Redskins have made a coaching change.
No, yeah, and how they lost, that was about as predictable as possible. I think we're getting into that point of the season.
What point of the season are we getting to?
So we're getting into that point of the season where things are going to start to make your head scratch. And one thing that was painfully obvious
to
me watching—
Why is that? When you say that, is that you say there's
injuries,
a point of a season, like—
Because then teams are starting to get guys hurt, and so no one really knows how to adjust. So you just look at, this team's good coming in. This team stinks coming in.
So you're saying, for example, okay, Kansas City loses to the Chiefs.
Correct.
Right? Now, the Chiefs had—
Or the Chiefs lose to the Colts.
I mean, Chiefs lose. Kansas City beat the Chiefs, right. I mean, no. Sorry.
The Colts beat
Colts
the Chiefs.
Beat the Chiefs.
On the road.
On the road. Crazy.
Right.
And honestly, the Colts had lots of injuries on defense. Justin Houston, by the way, made the game-changing play at the end. Was on a fourth down, made the stop, which was totally fitting, coming back to Arrowhead. But— Like, Tyreek Hill obviously still isn't there, and then they lose Sammy Watkins to a groin. That's what happened
and
in Buffalo.
And Mahomes was clearly hobbled.
And Mahomes
most of
was
the
hobbled.
Half.
So you're saying that's what helps to account for that.
Yeah, because—
Colts are good, though.
No, the Colts are a really freaking good team. Like, you watch, they also were, they deserve all the credit. They had a great game plan. They sat there and said, we are going to run the ball, we're going to hold the ball, and we're going to frustrate you because
they don't have
the ball.
They just played keep away.
Exactly.
There's no question.
And you could tell.
And they've got the offensive line to do it.
There's no question. I mean, that game was impressive to watch because you would watch an offensive line be 3 yards down the field, like right after the snap, just absolutely mauling people.
It was the wise strategy, and it was executed perfectly. Not easy to play keep away. But then you had the Raiders beating the Bears. That was surprising, right, I guess?
Well, but it's this— I give you all the credit in the world. You were spot on about this, I think, week two or week three. You said this is going to end up being tough to watch for the NFL because of the backup quarterback situation. And you saw it yesterday. I don't want to sit there and go, oh, the Raiders don't deserve anything about this win. Like, they took it to them. They were going up and down the field in the first half on that Bears defense. I mean, they absolutely— But Chase Daniels not a starting quarterback, for a reason. And you saw that throw.
What I said was all these backup quarterbacks, kind of intriguing and excitement in year in week two. But as this plays out, it's going to be increasingly hard to watch.
Exactly.
And anyway, we'll do NFL big facts at 10:25 or so. We'll get to the one story you have been waiting for as well. Before we do any of that, it's kind of a fun time right now to be a Memphis sports fan. Can I just say that?
You may.
And I say that for several reasons that emerged over the weekend and today. One, Ja Morant. Listen, there was no one there yesterday, and I don't blame anyone. There's baseball, there's playoff baseball on, there's NFL football on. People aren't focused yet on the Grizzlies. And so at FedEx Forum, there was nobody there, but it was the first chance that we had to see Ja Morant in person, really. Like, we've seen the YouTube videos.
No, it's, and I'll tell you what I think for sure helped. Not being able to see him in summer league like that.
Yeah, but we've seen the YouTube videos, we've seen the NCAA tournament, but then since then we just like whatever we've seen him in the press conference, but we didn't see him in summer league. We didn't see you get 2 minutes at the end of practice,
right,
where you can watch him shoot free throws or something. So we have not seen Ja Morant play, and honestly, unlike a lot of college basketball players who you would have seen over and over and over again because they're on national TV all the time, right? Ja Morant was not. It was YouTube videos and NCAA tournament for most of us. And
at that point, no one knew he was going to be a Grizzly. I mean, you know, he's kind of pie in the sky dream.
And so yesterday was our first chance. And listen, it's not, forget one preseason game. We're not going to know about Ja Morant for a couple of years, really, I don't believe, fully. It's hard to know completely about a player. As we've said before, rookie point guards struggle. They almost all struggle, and he will struggle. Mike Conley struggled. Trae Young struggled. Certainly for the first half of the year, he struggled. De'Aaron Fox struggled. Like rookie point guards struggle.
De'Aaron Fox struggled and never really, especially in that rookie season, he didn't even, like, at least Trae Young kind of turned the corner.
Oh, no, he totally turned the corner.
De'Aaron Fox didn't even really have that. And then, obviously, year two, he was
so, having said that, the first time you saw Hasheem Thabeet, and I hate to bring the name up, if you're a Grizzly fan, it just gave you this sinking feeling that everything you worried about with Hasheem Thabeet
Was confirmed.
Like, he can't catch the ball. He can't move. He's not skilled. He's, oh, my God.
Other than that, though.
What a dreadful mistake has been made, right? And the first time you see Ja Morant, it's just hard to imagine how he's not going to be good. Now, there's a difference between good and great, and a lot of that will hinge on his shooting ability. Of course, his ability to stay healthy, etc. But he just, you watch him play. In fact, I asked Jaren Jackson after the game what he thought, and that's all he said. He said, "Did you watch?" And then I asked Grayson Allen about the same thing, and he said, "I said, what do you think of Ja Morant?" He said, "He's pretty good." And then he like laughed, and the laugh was the significant part. The laugh was, come on, man. Are you blind? The laugh was NBA professionals saying all you have to do is have eyeballs and you see how blindingly quick he is. He can go anywhere he wants, whenever he wants, and you see his ridiculous vision. He's already, I would love it if he had the career of Mike Conley. I'm not saying he's going to be better than Mike Conley. He sees the floor dramatically better than Mike Conley. Like, Mike Conley was never known for spotting people, seeing things that nobody else could see. There was a minute at the end of the quarter where, in the first half, where, and I asked Jai afterwards what he particularly liked about it, if there was a favorite play. He said, no, it was a favorite minute. And basically what happened is, they were trying to deny him the ball and from Marco. And so he said, fine, I'm not going to, and he just cut to the basket. Marco hit him for the pass and he goes up for the two-handed dunk. Next time down the court, gets into the rim. Again, this is at Maccabi and it's going to be different when it's against some stouter opposition and
more athletic parameters.
Does a reverse. Yeah. And better rim protectors, guys who have hard to, but he gets and flips in a layup. And then as the clock is winding down on the quarter, he drives And then he sees Bruno Caboclo way out at the free throw line, flips him the ball for buzzer beating three. So in the space of 59.6 seconds, I think it was, he scored two buckets and found Caboclo with a beautiful pass that set up a three. He ended up with 10 points, seven assists in 18 minutes. And he just looked great. He's so quick twitch. The speed is so obvious and the vision is so obvious. And then what Jaren Jackson talked about was that the game is slow for him. And the game, that's true even in exhibition game number one. He said, it's like Jason Kidd. Again, a comparison. People throw out comparisons all the time with Ja. It's, he's Russell Westbrook. Oh, he's Jason Kidd. All right, whatever. Well, this one was Jason Kidd. And he's not Jason Kidd, but the element of Jason Kidd that he is that he just sees things that other players don't see. And he has a sense of the geometry of it and where people are going to be that is really striking. And so as debuts go, it was a whole lot of fun. So there's that. That's a good thing happening in Memphis. Secondly, it is the Memphis Pro Day today for the Memphis Tiger basketball team. And there are said to be 70 scouts in town for this. That is today. And that shows you where this program is right now. I mean, can you imagine what we've had in the last few years? And now it's going to be the most scouted program in college basketball this year. Because there are surefire studs like James Wiseman, and teams are going to have to get a sense of him and whether he's going to be the first pick, the second pick, the third pick, whatever else. But then there are, like, what do you do with Damian Ball? Like, he wasn't supposed to be a guy who people were going to be thinking about necessarily in the NBA draft. Certainly not this year, and who knows, he may not be. He's got to develop a jump shot. But, my God, he's explosive. He's explosive. He's relentless. He's fierce. He wants to destroy you defensively, and he can handle and see the court. People have to figure out what to do with him. Lester Canonis, what do you do with him? He's got a beautiful stroke. What do we think of his mobility, his handle, you're absolutely going to be into Boogie Ellis. What do you think of him? Like, on and on and on through this lineup. And again, this is not brain surgery to decide to have a pro day. This is what you do when you are trying to capitalize and do everything you can. It's part of marketing your program. But just think about that. I really believe that Kevin Kane and the Memphis Visitors Convention Bureau, Memphis Tourism, I think it's called now, or Memphis, whatever, it's renamed itself. They should be pleased just because the hotel rooms that are going to be taken up by scouts this year. And that is starting today. And then thirdly, you have Memphis football breaking into, they were already in the coaches poll top 25. Now they are in the top 25 of the Associated Press. And the Memphis Tiger basketball team, when the top 25 and the AP top 25 comes out, they will certainly be in the top 25. Can Memphis stay in the top 25 in football? Well, it depends. They got to beat Temple, for example, this week. We'll see. But it's been a while. It's been a while since Memphis was in the top 25 in both. In fact,
it's only happened twice. I looked this up last week. It's only happened at two different times in the school's history.
And so one of them was probably the D'Angelo year?
Correct. 2004?
2004. That was a Cal team that, like, his team that, is that?
I want to say it was actually
Arizona State.
No, I want to say it was actually the disappointing one. I want to say that's the one with DeJuan Wagner, but they started the year. Let me double check.
2004. And when was the other one?
2004. And then
like a Fuente year?
Well, yes. I think it was 2014, maybe.
Yeah. It does not happen often. And Memphis football obviously goes down and wins again. It was not their cleanest performance of the
they still covered
year, but they did, as Jeffrey says good teams. People were trying to sell this thing that on Twitter that good teams win even when they don't play their best.
Yep.
Jeffrey was having none of it.
Absolutely not.
He said good teams cover when they don't play their best. Yep. And Memphis did.
Well, I felt like my radio afternoon partner was taunting me a little bit with that statement.
Right. And then Memphis did still cover. And then on top of all of that, you've got the women's soccer team, which is ranked ninth in the country and continues to just destroy people. Memphis soccer is they are ranked ninth. They have won 10 straight. This is according to Jessica Benson, contributor to the show. They've won 10 straight, 10 shutouts, and they are 12-1 on the year.
It is pretty dope.
She calls it the most dominant Memphis team. Do you say that? Well, the Memphis football is undefeated.
Not only that.
But Memphis football ain't ranked number 9. They're ranked number 23.
They're
Memphis
not.
Memphis soccer's ranked number 9.
But I just keep going back to, I know if they don't pass the eye test when they do it, but they still cover every game.
Isn't that hilarious?
It's hilarious. Their moments are just looks terrible. And now part of that is because the passing game doesn't look great. And when you like watch how many huge plays they get in the running game, those just aren't as appealing, and those don't make you go wow when Kenny Gainwell just rips off, 80.
Kenny, that was a hell of a run. Okay, we'll talk about that when we come back. I went into O'Call Saturday, and I went in there for two reasons. One is I had two sport coats that I had from O'Call, and I don't know, I've lost probably 15 pounds with my running. And so I went in to have them taken in. You guess what that cost me?
Nothing.
That cost me nothing. Exactly right. Then secondly, I decided to get some new sport coats because as Will Levy said, he said, these sport coats you have are great. They're a little older. He said, but what you're putting on now, it just looks like today. That's all. It looks like today. And so you just look more modern. You look more, it's funny. When I put on this one sport coat, it's from Monroe. And this is, by the way, that separates O'Call. So O'Call, there's a company called Monroe, and they make, among other things, sport coats. They fit unbelievably well. They're from Amsterdam. It's an Amsterdam company. In order to set up their arrangement, Monroe, they had five different people go over to Amsterdam. Some of them first to scout it out, and then later to be trained on Monroe. They fit beautifully off the rack, but you can also, if they can't get them perfectly off the rack, they can custom make the jacket. And guess how much more it costs you to have it custom made than to get it off the rack, a Monroe jacket.
What is free, Jeff?
That is exactly right. They do not upcharge at all if you want the custom made Monroe sport port because the off the rack one. Anyway, I put it on, and Paul said, yeah, that looks a whole lot sexier. And listen, me and sexy, that's not mm-hmm. something, those words that are normally fit. But you know what? It just looked a whole lot sexier. I ended up with two sport, beautiful sport coats, a pair of wool charcoal slacks, and some five-pocket pants as well. Place is unbelievable. And again, they've got their sport coats from Amsterdam. They have their Eton shirts are from Sweden. They go get the best values in clothing anywhere in the world, and they bring them to our backyard. Go see our friends at O'Call. When we come back, we'll do the fight song roundup. Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN. Money.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com app for free now from the App Store. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Then listen weekdays at the top of every hour. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Get the code. Text that word we give you to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, I'm Shane. Dana, Pep Boys Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASE-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mailing rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys Service and Tire Center today.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Wellness. It's important. Why not feel better with a therapeutic massage from Massage Envy? Not only can massage therapy for men alleviate stress and tension, it's also been shown to relieve neck and back pain, reduce heart rate and high blood pressure, and improve athletic performance. Massage Envy offers deep massages, deep muscle therapy, aromatherapy. So take care of yourself and call Massage Envy today at one of the four convenient Memphis locations, Midtown, Germantown, Collierville, and Cordova. Visit MassageEnvy.com to find your most convenient location. Appointments now available.
Hey, get this. I'm getting free delivery
on my groceries this month.
Free? How are you doing that?
Just by using code HOMEFREE on the Walmart grocery app.
That's for all your groceries? What about fresh fruit for your kids' lunches?
Free delivery.
Veggies for weeknight dinner?
A free delivery.
And that dinner party you're hosting?
Free delivery!
Sorry.
Use code HOMEFREE to get free delivery all month. Walmart. Save money. Live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires October 31st.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo box instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10, time to play again.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown, Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Upgrade your commute with Audible. Get 100% ad-free listening anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. Be inspired by Mel Robbins' Take Control of Your Life, Malcolm Gladwell's Talking to Strangers, and Rachel Hollis's Girl Stop Apologizing. Or listen to Stephen King's latest thriller, The Institute, on your commute. Use the app to hear an amazing story or learn something new, and let Audible give you the edge. Start a free 30-day Audible trial today, and your first audiobook is on us. Visit audible.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show, let's do the fight song roundup.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. Cause I still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the Memphis Tigers rolling along at 5-0. They are once again in the coaches poll. They are 23 in the Associated Press poll, the first time to crack the AP poll this season as they go down and defeat Louisiana Monroe. I'll tell you, I was a little worried. Weren't you a little worried?
Never a doubt.
Oh, come on.
Never a doubt.
Come on. When they cut it to six.
Never a doubt.
Memphis not moving the ball in the second half. They cut it to six. Brady throws that ridiculous pick. Now, it was a – you look at Brady's game, it was a good game.
It was fine.
His numbers were good numbers.
Yes.
This is the one of the things about Brady is – I mean, the truth of the matter is, like, Brady stood in there, took some hits. Even, like he threw that long pass to Joey Magnifico, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ball just doesn't zip.
No, it does not explode out of his hand.
It loops. Right?
Yes.
I mean, and that's just, it's just interesting. You watch other college quarterbacks and they're zip, right?
Yes.
Memphis could not stop them. It was, and yet did in the end, obviously. And then Kenny Gainwell, when I was worried, they get it down to one score. You're like, oh my God, is this the game they're going to let it slip away? That's my pessimism, my in-ground pessimism that comes from growing up in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenny Gainwell just, like, does Kenny Gainwell things, burst through the line, takes it all the way, and that's that. And Memphis wins, and Memphis covers. Your thoughts on the game?
I think Memphis doesn't get credit. Well, first off, I mean, obviously the defense. I mean, Adam Fuller, the job, when you compare that so many of the players are essentially the exact same guys from last year.
Yeah, but this is not the game to be talking about the defense, though.
No, but when they need to step up and take control, I think they've been very good at when they've had to make plays, they have. And
Caleb Evans is a very good quarterback.
I mean, yes, this is a very good
quarterback.
Monroe is a high-powered offense.
Right.
Now, their defense leaves a lot to be desired, but
right.
This is a very high-powered offense. And if you looked, like, when you watched the totality of the game, I think Memphis really only had probably two really poor defensive drives. And I think what is...
It is funny, though. We're talking about the defense. They scored 52 points.
Yeah, I still kind of put it in that same category, like, last year with Alabama. And I think LSU's experienced this a little bit. When your offense gives you these massive leads, it's tough to play defense when your offense is putting up points. And I think what's confusing about this team is it doesn't always look pretty, but then you look at the final score, you look at the...
Brady White, people will rip Brady White for this game,
I know.
Right? And the one interception was a bad interception.
It was terrible
interception. He threw for 240 yards, 9 yards, and 3 touchdowns. 249 yards and 3 touchdowns. Obviously, Gainwell had that big. Gainwell, by the way, is awesome.
Yeah.
14 carries, 209 yards.
That seems
14.9.
effective.
people keep saying he's a clone of Daryl Henderson.
Different body types.
I think different.
Yeah.
I don't think he's honestly as explosive as Daryl Henderson. I don't think he cuts with quite the authority. He runs over people, though. Daryl Henderson was more inclined to...
Yes. Like, run around you.
Yeah. And so I think he's different, but he's wildly effective, obviously. I mean, and Colin Watkins isn't bad either, I'll be honest. Antonio Gibson had another big grab.
Yep.
So it's weird that you can be critical of the offense, is that if that's what you're about to do when they put
up
52 points.
That's the thing, though. I don't want it to seem like that I'm coming off. I'm trying to explain when I watch Memphis play, I think a lot of people that follow college football and follow it from a totality perspective, they're not impressive, but then you look at it on paper and they get the job done each and every week. They beat the number each and every week, and here they are sitting at 5-0. They've had
they don't get the credit.
Like they've had multiple games where everyone, this is a trap game. This is a trap game.
And how about Riley Patterson with a 50-yard field goal?
Well, leg strength's never been his problem.
No, that was impressive.
Leg strength's never been his problem.
So they win. They are 5-0. They got Temple this week. And that at Temple this week, that will, as they say, be a test. Who's next? Well, how about that? Florida Gators. 24-13 over Auburn. They play at LSU, by the way, this week. Is it possible that the SEC East doesn't stink?
No, this was a bad matchup for Auburn because Florida has started to get really healthy on the defensive end. Florida's defense, I think on Saturday, that was the most impressive a defense has looked, in my opinion, this year when you just looked at how fast they looked and how physical they were. And Auburn's offensive line had been getting a lot of credit, but if you kind of looked deeper into their numbers, they had not been what the perception had been, and Florida kind of exposed that. And then it turns out they had a freshman quarterback.
They do have a freshman quarterback. Bo Nix threw three interceptions.
And that last
Florida.
One. That last
yeah, that
one.
Was awful. Awful.
Did you not
that
think...
That was killer.
Did you not think, though, when he stepped up into the pocket, like... The way that he stepped up and how confident he looked, you're like, oh, this is an automatic touchdown.
He just threw it
and
right
then he had
the
two
dude.
Different defenders that he could, dude, that could have picked it off. It was like, wait, what?
Florida, it's funny you mentioned the defense. Florida has scored 63 fourth quarter points this year, okay? They have allowed 57 total points the entire season.
Yeah.
So if they have outscored their opponents, if you just take their fourth quarter against their opponents. Anyway, big win.
It's the problem, though, with
Gators.
Florida that you like. I told you this. Everyone goes, that's not a top 10 team. That's not a top 10 team. That's a team I'm going to keep betting. It's not a top 10 team. Florida embodies to me what actually shows about college football right now, which is there's about six really good teams, and then there's this kind of the second tier of you don't know what they are. And Florida embodies that.
I do think, though, the other thing that's happened is. The gap between Alabama and the rest of the SEC has definitely narrowed because Alabama's...
When Georgia started recruiting...
Georgia's really good.
At their level, so it thins
Georgia's
it out.
Georgia's really good. LSU's really good. Florida's pretty good. Like, it's not just this...
I agree.
Auburn, honestly, is pretty good. Like, they didn't recruit, evidently, according to LaMichael Pirine. Mm-hmm. They did not recruit LaMichael Pirine, even though he is from Alabama.
Sure.
Decided he was too slow.
Yep.
And now, again, that's what he said.
Correct.
I don't know if that's... And then he was fast enough to go 88 yards for the critical touchdown there. Florida wins 24-13 over Auburn. Who's next? How about them Rebs?
There was never a doubt, Jeff. I told you. I thought Ole Miss was trending in the direction to play their best game of the year, and I think they showed that on Saturday night.
Well, it's funny. You get new leadership at the top. That Chancellor thing is a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about what I expected. That's about what I expected.
When we last left, there was a protest going on at the unveiling of the new Chancellor.
Yes.
And they just said, the heck with this, we're not going to have the unveiling.
They had the police department come out and say, oh, yeah, we've canceled this.
And the dude is taking...
They announced it via email. And then they held a conference call.
Ole Miss defeats Vandy 31-6. You ready to reevaluate your coaching change issue, the Vanderbilt Commodores? You weren't making any changes to the TAMS coaching staff. You sure?
I need to know who wants my job if I'm Vandy.
Ole Miss.
Now, I will say this. That was about as uninspired of an effort as I've seen.
Ole Miss has certainly settled on an identity, haven't they?
Yes.
Run for 413 yards. That is the most in an SAC win a game for Ole Miss since 1979. On defense, 9 tackles for loss, 8 quarterback hurries, 3 sacks. Plumlee makes a hell of a running back for a quarterback.
Exactly.
Runs.
I had a friend send me what I thought was a tremendous joke, so I wanted to share it with you.
Yes, please.
I am more nervous about John Rhys Plumlee throwing than I was Treadwell, and I was really nervous about Treadwell throwing.
He was 10 of 18 for fewer than 100 yards throwing, but didn't matter because they destroyed him and ran past him. And here's the problem. Is this just like, okay, so what do you do with quarterback, by the way? They said that Corral was still hurt. They said it was an injury issue. Do you believe that, or do you think it was? Speaking of which, by the way, I don't necessarily believe that Kenny Gainwell didn't play the first series against Louisiana Monroe because of an injury, but then he played the rest of the game. That seems weird. If that feels like, again, I'm just making this up. Mm-hmm. It feels more like a slight disciplinary benching for the first series.
I was going to say, that feels more like I missed class.
A team meeting or something. Yeah, something like that. Right? Doesn't it feel more like that? Yeah. Anyway, so.
No, I do. But to answer your question, I don't. I'm not saying that Corral isn't banged up. I just think that they have decided that Plumlee, at least for the time being, especially with Rich Rodriguez, like Rich Rodriguez's offense operates at its best when he knows he has a guy that can run. And while Plumlee is extremely limited as a passer, extremely limited, if I hear one more Pat White comparison, I'm going to blow my brains out because Pat White could throw. They feel like he
hits the hole, man.
Well, it's not even that. It's like they believe in him. And it just...
They trust him.
Yeah, and the rest of the guy, like, you watch it, even if it's not as... Even, like, when it's ugly, the coaching staff, the team, never wavers with him.
Well, it is funny. Like, if you put this Ole Miss team against Memphis now...
It's a fascinating debate.
I don't know. I don't know what would happen, but it's... Corral was awful in that game.
It was by far his worst game of the year.
Anyway, congratulations to Ole Miss. Nice for them to have something to cheer for. And condolences to the Vanderbilt fans. There's always baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Always what's baseball. Next?
I don't know, man.
Do you give SMU credit for...
This was the same question I had all Saturday night. Like,
do you give them credit for pulling it out, or do you give them demerits? Should we really be playing the SMU fight song?
Do we credit SMU, or do we credit Tulsa for this comeback?
Well, there's that, too. Now, on the other hand, listen, SMU 6 of 7 on fourth downs.
Yes, they made plays.
They made plays. Secondly, if you just look at the odds... trailing by 26 at any point in the 21 by at any point in the game,
especially the fourth quarter.
But at any point in the game, SMU was 2-147 all time. In the last 15 years, all the teams, every single team in college football, trailing by 21 in the fourth quarter
has lost.
No, 9 in 3,000.
Okay, so
9 in 3,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So I'm telling you there is a chance. They rally from 30-9 in the fourth quarter. Should have lost. The Tulsa kicking was just an absolute debacle.
Have you ever, when they lined up for that field goal?
And then they switch kickers
right.
in the middle of overtime.
I like that. There's never been a kid that was coming out that I've been so sure was going to miss that I had nothing to do with. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have money on this game. I was just watching it. I'm just like, when you're just watching the game, you're like, there's 100% chance this kid misses. And he didn't disappoint.
First 6-0 start for SMU since 1982. It was 1987 when they got the death penalty. So good for SMU. And all their pink shirts and khakis mm-hmm. and everything else.
Ole Miss tuition. Those
people left the stadium and then came back yeah. into the stadium.
Well, they have that nice little hill right there where it's really easy to come back in, filter back in.
Right. I do feel a little bad for Tulsa.
Taking defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Shout out to SMU for that. Did it expose? Some of the stuff was just bonehead, like failing to cover the kick. You know, like
yeah.
Partly they fell behind just on boneheadedness. They are the better team, the dramatically better team.
This was the perfect AAC football game for me, where there's mistakes, particularly on the defensive side, all the way around. Yet you couldn't turn your head away because there was just always the chance of this can happen. Right. Like, there's going to be this massive comeback. You could feel it, and I don't know. Like at a certain point, SMU has had multiple chances for the letdown game, and they've answered the test almost every single time.
All right, who's next?
My heroes of the week.
Have we played them before ever?
We have played them, but not this season.
This is the Cincinnati Bearcats, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fight song for the Cincinnati Bearcats as they take down UCF 27-24. It is the first time since 2016 that UCF failed to score 30 points in a game. And the UCF, the reign of terror for UCF is over. Yes?
Yes. I think they've got two losses. Right now, they don't even control their own destiny in their own division.
Right. Now, it does indicate to me, right now you got three AAC teams in the top 25.
Correct.
Right? You got Cincinnati in yep. the top 25. You got SMU in the top 25. And, of course, you've got Memphis in the top 25. And, in fact, it suggests that the AAC is pretty good. You got SMU at 6-0. You got, by the way, bowl eligible. First team to become old bowl eligible this season. Good for SMU. So SMU is 6-0. Memphis is 5-0.
Yep.
Cincinnati's 4-1. UCF is 4-2. Still a good football team. Temple's 4-1. Tulane is 4-1. And Navy, which, by the way, beat Air Force over the weekend, is 3-1.
Yes, like, they did.
Yes, they did. You were betting against our American Air Force?
Well, you mean the chair force?
Yes.
Yes. It was anchors away. You tell me what's cooler, an aircraft carrier or just a landing strip in the middle of Colorado? The answer is an aircraft carrier.
Okay, fine. The AAC is pretty good, I think. Don't you think?
Oh, I think they've assured. I think that they have. There was a lot of Mountain West hype early.
Well, the problem is Boise State's still at 14,
sure.
And Boise State is going to get the Cotton Bowl bid.
I'm not convinced.
Unless they lose. Oh, no, they're going to get the Cotton Bowl bid unless they lose. Now, they have some tough ones coming up. They have Hawaii this week, honestly, among other things, and Hawaii's not bad. Now, that game's at
yeah,
Boise
State. Hawaii can't score.
Hawaii can score, so I don't rule that out completely.
Fresno still will be tough.
Do they still have BYU? They have BYU? No. They don't know who else they have. They have someone else. They have someone else. Is it just Fresno?
I think they have Utah State still remaining. All right, you're right. They have BYU on the 19th.
There you go, BYU. My hopes hold up for BYU.
Then they have Wyoming's not, like I wouldn't bet on Wyoming, but Wyoming can play, like, interesting, and they still have Utah State late in the year.
All right, so anyway, congratulations.
Don't forget the Twitter. Did you see what Cincinnati did after beating UCF?
Tell the people.
So yesterday,
this
was Friday night.
It was fantastic.
They had the classic Walt Disney, whatever you see a Disney movie with Cinderella's castle and the graphic and whatnot. And then they, the shooting star goes over the castle. And then afterwards they put the final score graphic and they just said, you hate to see that. You hate to see it. That was one of those moments where I was like, we are all Cincinnati.
Yeah, good for that. Memphis obviously still in Cincinnati as well. So, who are we going to... Now, let me ask you this. Before we settle on the team that we are going to blow up. There are some candidates.
All right.
I think
good ones out there.
There are some good ones out there that we could focus on. I think UCLA, and by the way, we did leave out Baylor. We could have celebrated Baylor.
Sure.
Baylor's 5-0 beat K-State.
Yep. Like
that could have been one. UCLA, I just didn't feel strong enough about Michigan to celebrate that piece of garbage. Did you?
That was the grossest football game I've watched
I couldn't do any part of that. We could blow up UCLA as they lose 48-31 to Oregon State. They are now 1-5. So that would be one. Do you have any other candidates that you? Oh, and then there's Tennessee. Here's the thing about Tennessee. The sad thing about Tennessee is they lose 43-14 to Georgia.
Yep.
And it's not even a thing.
No, there were a lot of people
like, oh, I feel good, pretty good about this. Love Brian Maurer.
The first half, until I guess the last drive.
They led 14-10.
Yeah.
They led 14-10. Brian Maurer looked good in the first half.
I think Pruitt looked less good
in the second half. I mean, the level to which they have reduced the expectations of this program, stunning. Absolutely stunning. They got their butt kicked. They've lost by 31-29 to two Power 5 teams, and the outrage has just kind of gone away.
No, I mean, isn't that kind of the problem? It's not that there's not even outrage anymore. There's just apathy.
Whatever. Yes. Well, and there's a lot of apathy around the teams that we cover here. A lot of apathy around Tennessee. A lot of apathy around Ole Miss. Certainly, there always was apathy around Vanderbilt, right? Apathy setting in around, Arkansas,
Mississippi State.
Right? Mississippi State and Arkansas
like
setting around.
It's a huge game this week between Mississippi State and Tennessee because, like, at first, I didn't think there was really any way that unless Mississippi State just played horrifically and gave Tennessee the game, but now I'm not convinced that Mississippi State's that much better. Like, it's only a 6-point or 6.5-point line.
Okay, but who are we going with?
There's really no other choice.
This is Kansas.
This is.
Well, Kansas lost, but they lost to Oklahoma.
They also missed the extra point to not cover.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's not why we're doing this, ladies and gentlemen. Kansas had their Memphis Madness. Not their Memphis Madness, their Kansas Madness. And they had Snoop Dogg. It's okay.
Big name, right?
They had stripper poles.
Mm-hmm.
They had stripper poles.
Yeah.
In the face of, and they were firing money.
Mm-hmm.
Fake money out of
as one would do at stripper
out
poles.
Of the cannon and stripper poles, and then after the good people of Kansas objected, some of them, not many I'm sure, but some objected to the presence of stripper poles at their madness. Jeff Long said that he did not quote unquote understand the significance of acrobatic dancers. He did not understand the significance of
that. Is a hell of a spin zone.
They were once again victimized in the same way that they were victimized by Adidas giving them hundreds of millions of dollars and sending basketball players their way. They've been victimized by these. They thought they were just ballet dancers.
And I've seen Cirque du Soleil.
Right. Everyone is victimizing Kansas left and right.
Poor kids.
Jeff Long says, and mind you, in fairness, this is a man who tried to defend the BCS. So you sort of, he's been in a hard spot before.
Yeah.
All of that prepared him for trying to defend stripper poles. And he went with I thought they were acrobatic dancers.
It's the fall. Circus is in doubt.
Pat Forty wrote a column, said their legs were spread as wide as a Kansas wheat field.
Yes.
We are thereby blowing up Kansas for their performance at their madness.
Who could have ever foreseen this when you book Snoop Dogg?
When we come back, Chris Harrington was at FedEx Forum yesterday, saw Ja Morant. Not only Ja Morant, there are a lot of interesting things, actually, out of a game that was obviously meaningless and sparsely attended, but was fun And a whole lot to talk about with Chris Harrington. We'll do that when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary in range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.